True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, 153 pounds of fun, to be accurate, but it's raw steel and sinew, however you say that, Mike DeTillier. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Tommy.
Highs of 85 today, a little drier feel to the weather, 85 tomorrow, chance for showers, but the tropics are quiet as we approach Wednesday, statistical speak, peak of hurricane season. So we'll take it. Mike, I'm looking at the final individual statistics here. I can tell you one thing right away that jumps out at me. St. Louis, 27 rushes, 29 passes. Saints, 22 rushes, 46 passes. You ain't going to win the game that way.
You won't. Not in this league. It's not going to happen. And to me, that certainly jumps out along with the penalties. Good gracious.
Let me tell you. And look, I love the Saints. I really do. My neighbor, I saw me outside with a jersey. I said, you like the Saints? Yeah, I like the Saints. What do you mean? What the hell does that mean? Do you like? Yeah, I like the Saints. I don't know if he's got beef with the NFL. I don't know what the deal is. But you got to line up. And I saw a guy at the car wash, and we were talking about it, about, you know, there was some positive things. But you can't line up for a field goal. Come on, brah. Really?
Tommy, everybody wants a rebuild till they see it.
Yeah.
Okay? You saw it yesterday. It's amazing to me.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody not be able to line up for a field goal before, though.
It is sort of head-scratching a little bit, but early in the season, you're going to see these type of games from teams just trying to get some footing under them. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of new guys on this team, and it's going to take that a little while to piece together. You know, we talked about this Friday. What was the advantage of the Cardinals? Quarterback, Kyler Murray. You got a guy that's been there, done that. And he's dynamic now. You got to give him credit. Man, he is a load because not only he throws the football well, but it's his escapability and ability to run the ball. And if you looked at this game again, the Cardinals average 5.4 yards a rush. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people say, well, Kyler Murray did some of that. You can't take that away. It's still part of the rushing game. And you saw the two dynamic receiving guys. And when they needed something, and really needed something, Trey McBride, you know, he seemed to always be open. The other one was Marvin Harrison Jr., the big receiver. So offensively, when you needed something, you had it, but you had a running game going. Defensively, the Cardinals, you could tell, they trying to hide the fact that their corner play is not real good. They gave you a lot of short stuff, and for the most part, I thought, the game plan for the Saints was built upon that. Let's hit this short, quick passing stuff. Maybe we get a broken tackle and we get up the field. And you were able to do a little bit of that. But, again, I think what you got is what you got right now. That this – and you, do you trust your offensive line to protect your quarterback for any length of time? And inside, boy, you got – they got any kind of pressure, it came from right up the middle.
But you know,
right above the guards.
I made some notes here. Chris Olave early in the second quarter, middle of the second quarter, just falls down, doesn't get up. It's not college. I don't know what's going on there. They got this surprise formation, right? And they can't execute. They can't execute that. So you waste the look there. I don't. Deuce talked about it on the broadcast about the little things and sloppiness, and it's just I didn't expect the sloppiness. I didn't.
Tommy, that's something we talked about all week. I really thought you were going to see it. You're going to see it again next week and the following. The sloppiness
really,
of this play. I really believe that.
Tell me why.
In this season, because of the way you practice today and you don't practice as a unit a lot, you don't have any games under you, the sloppiness is going to be there. There is that part of this game where just the way the rules are set up and you don't get a lot of practice time and preseason, I mean, it's the biggest mirage in the world. It shows you a few things here and there, but that's about it. The established teams, they get it. They maybe don't need it as much as teams like the Saints do to try to, you know, just whatever you have going for you to piece that together. So the sloppiness is still going to be there next week.
Let me say that I said St. Louis earlier, apparently, the Cardinals. I got a lot of stuff on my mind. That's not the audience's fault. It's some family stuff, but we're going to get through this. That's fine. When it comes to the sloppiness, though, Mike, you would think as a new coach, you can't make a guy tackle. You can't make a guy, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry. I texted you, as a matter of fact, because he don't want to tackle. It seemed like he can't cover, and he don't want to tackle. So I don't know what the hell you're doing out there, honestly. Tell me about Kool-Aid.
Well, with Kool-Aid, it was not a good day at the office for him. They picked on him.
And ain't going to get better. Let me tell you, that's what he's got on video now. So hang on, because it's coming next week.
What? And the following. I mean, the one thing, one, with a young player, they're going to test you out. And secondly, you got beat pretty good yesterday. Marvin Harrison Jr. did a number on you. But, okay, you near the sidelines with Trey Benson. Push him out of bounds if you're not going to tackle him. Mm-hmm. You can't play two-hand touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you sent me that, I told you, well, at least he got both hands on him.
Yeah.
You know, that. But that was about it.
He didn't grab the flag, but at least
nope.
He got both hands on him.
So, again, this is part of the rebuild. And a lot of people in the offseason, that's all they screamed about. Tear it down to the studs. Okay, once you start that, you understand what it's going to look like. This is what it's going to look like in a rebuild.
Then they got texted somebody here. At one point, Kool-Aid gets beat, and all he had to do was look for the – you know, I'm not trying to be a coach here or anything, but – he had no idea where the ball was, and it's like that's when you read the receiver's eyes, right? And how Kool-Aid at that level could not do that. I don't understand that. I'm confused about that.
He seemed to be a little off on where the ball was yesterday. Now, some of that, when you have a quarterback like Murray, who's throwing that ball from a little different angle, and he's on the move, it catches you. But the physicality of Marvin Harrison Jr. showed up yesterday. And him being able to beat Kool-Aid McKinstry. And you could almost tell as the game went on, he was like, hey, just throw it up. I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. And you know, with Trey McBride, it was, will somebody cover him? Somebody. Okay, he is the one guy Murray goes to over and over and over again when he needs something. And he was seemingly always open when they really needed something.
Yeah, we talked about him on Friday.
We talk again. He said, "This is. It's not like Columbus finding America here. He did this last year. He runs the same routes he did a year ago. Him and Murray on the exact same page on where he has to go, and he puts himself in a position that he gives you that big target, because Trey's 6'5 and a half. So when you're a 5'9 quarterback, okay, you looking for that big man difference downfield.
5'9.
He's. That's maybe stretching
it. They had a back that was 5'7 that they said was 5'7, and he towered over Kyler Murray. So I'm wondering at that point, is he really 5'9? And not
put it to you this way. He came to the Manning camp, and we were eye to eye.
Either way, he can play. Let's put it that way.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I'm getting some texts here. Thoughts on letting the clock run out at the half with three timeouts. Juwan Johnson will forever be known for penalties and drop balls. I said St. Louis. They moved to 1988. I still feel occasionally I refer to the Colts as Baltimore, as do I. Mike, do you ever do that? You're old school. Do you ever?
Not those, but you know what I've messed up is Chargers.
San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, that's relatively recent. You got a pass for that.
Every once in a while, I almost kind of catch myself saying San Diego Chargers, but we know now it's L.A.
Tim
Chargers.
Says Houston Oilers or not?
No, not that one.
No, I don't
not
either, because they're not gone. They got the Tennessee Titans or the Texans, but it's no more Oilers. All right, we'll pick it up. We come back. Mike Dettelier, our guest, nice enough to get up with us, spend an hour. He'll be second-guessing at the Silver Slipper tonight with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. 6:23, a little bit late traffic, WWL. 6:28, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst. Mike, were they easing Alvin Kamara into it yesterday, or was that part of the game plan, or do you know?
That part I wouldn't really know, because he's going to have to carry the the blood flow for this football team.
He's got to be the bell cow, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Kendra Miller, I really thought played well yesterday. Mm-hmm. He showed a burst and an ability to get up the field and field vision we had not seen. He's a professional now. Okay, for the first 2 years, he had issues with weight and injuries, and I don't think his focus was really all there on playing ball. Just happy, hey, I'm here. Mm-hmm. But you know, no longer on scholarship. Okay? Now, this is the big boy league, and I liked what I saw from Kendra Miller yesterday. Really did.
And the Saints' defense really didn't play that badly. What did they have, one explosive play or two?
He had a couple, but that, Tommy, it was all sort of dink and dunk.
Yeah.
It was not the huge play that got you. This game was lost because of self-inflicted injuries.
Yep,
and I mean, self-inflicted wounds on yourself. Penalties, drop pass,
missed field goal,
not understanding where you are out on the field. This was a self-induced shot here yesterday.
And I remember Deuce saying in one of the news reports that, you know, you're not going to win games if you kick field goals instead of score touchdowns. And we would have had three field goals but for the miss yesterday. And I just thought about those words as well as your words about the tight end and more. We'll pick it up. Yep. We come back. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Saints had some chances yesterday. They did. Tommy Tucker, WWL, it's Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister on the call. Jeff Nowak on the sideline doing a great job yesterday. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. They'll be second-guessing this evening, 4 till 7 at the Silver Slipper on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike, a word about that before we move on?
Okay, I agree with Deuce.
No, and about the Silver Slipper.
Oh, yeah, we'll be at Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Baba J and I will be there from 4 to 6:30, and then it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Kellen Moore will join the Cannon and Mike Haas, myself, and his guest tonight will be Saints defensive line coach Bo Davis.
All right. So tell me about Deuce, and you agree with Deuce?
Because I've seen this so many times. They teach this at these defensive back camps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the way they rule a catch is not only do you have to catch it, you have to control it. Watch that play, and Haas is right. He's got it in his hands. He's bringing it in, and the old all-pro himself, Buda Baker, comes in there, and he rips it out. And that's what they teach it today because, okay, all these receivers, I could not say all of them, but most of them are these king-size guys. So if you're 5'9.5", which Buda Baker is, safety, 5'10", 5'11", you're going up against a 6'3", 6'4" guy, your deal is taught is if you're going to lose the battle, catch him on the second way. Now, it's a tough catch, and Juwan had it in his hands. He had to secure it. But watch what happens at the end. Buda Baker does what they teach all defensive backs now. Get in there and rake down at the ball and try to knock it out. And that's exactly what he did.
So I'm teaching a receiver, don't let him do that, right?
Okay, what you try to teach him is, man, once you get your hands on the ball, it's almost like you're trying to squeeze the air out of it, okay? And it's kind of a little bit of a chess match out on the field. But today, just the way the game is played and how they call a catch. So, you know, when you go to all these camps and you see guys teaching young defensive backs, okay, yeah, you want good coverage. You won't be able to come out of your transition quickly and, you know, kind of move your hips and get your eyes up the field. But the other part about it is, if you're going to lose the battle the first time, win the second part. That's what Baker did. He won the second part of that. Everybody said he dropped it. Well, I guess technically he did. But what happened on the play is he catches it. He's bringing it down to try to secure the catch. And Buda Baker just comes there and rakes it right out.
And look, in all fairness,
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
These are professional athletes. All of this is going on very, very quickly.
It does happen super quick.
And look, I'm not trying to second guess anybody, but you'll do that tonight with Bobby Hebert, and you're the second guest. But when it comes to the final series, I was hoping to see Devon Vele with a 6'5" there against maybe Buda Baker, 5'10", or whatever, using that big height advantage, throw it up, 50-50 ball, whatever you want to say. Why not?
My thing with Devon Vele is eventually, he's got to be the guy to move the chains for you. He's got to be the guy on these slant patterns that you got to get the football to move the chains, get you the first down. And, yes, I agree as far as using his height.
Two targets, one reception, 13 yards.
Yeah. But my thing with Juwan Johnson, the play call was right. Okay? Now you got to kind of finish the deal.
And
the play call was good.
And the execution and Rattler, was right. Yep.
Rattler put it exactly where you'd have wanted him to put it. But I've seen it happen so many times that, okay, that DB, he knows, man, there's no way I can go up against a 6'3" guy. So if I lose the initial shot, I'll catch you on the way down. And that's what he did with Johnson. He caught him on the way down, and he raked the ball out.
For people that think the NFL is touch football, I would say you ask Chris Olave that this morning and ask him if it's touch football. Man,
listen. Week one, you saw some major league hitting out there. No, this is real man football. Mm-hmm. This ain't no practice league. It's no preseason. You saw some heavy-duty hitting out there on the field. And for a lot of these vets, come on, I know what I can do. What, as a coach or a coaching staff, I don't know what a young player, how good he is. If he's a rookie, first-year guy, even a second-year guy, I don't really know how good he is out on the field. Put him in a regular season game and you find out real quick how good he is. Man, that was some big-time hitting going on in game one yesterday across the board. And even the Thursday night and the Friday night games, it goes to show you this league isn't for the meek.
Man, I'm going to tell you what. I texted somebody yesterday, even though the Saints lost the game. Man, it was good to have football back. What an
boy,
I'll
is
tell
it?
You what. Awesome. 6:50, 10 till 7. We'll pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Mike DeTillier. Mike, I can understand if you get juked and you miss a tackle. I can understand if maybe you get the ball slapped out of your hands, maybe. But, man, to not line up where you're supposed to be, to not be able to line up on a field goal, to have the penalties that they had, 13 penalties, I don't know how many yards it was, I'm trying to find it here, that's just about a touchdown. That to me is just inexcusable, and
focus.
Yeah,
that's all about focus, understanding what you have to do, Tommy.
Pay attention. That's all you got to
every
do. Pay attention.
Snap.
Yep, every second.
Okay, because that's why you there. Okay, you a lot of people don't get it that this game has some complications to it, and you got to know what to do on every snap, not 50% or 70% all the time. And
not just where, not just on the snap, but where to line up before the snap, right?
Yeah. And so that is a lot about focus, understanding what you have to do each and every snap that's out on the field.
If you say, Kellen
Moore, that's why they practice. Okay. Well, then you got to either change the way you practice or change the players.
If I'm Kellen Moore, first thing I'm looking at is 13 penalties for 89 yards. That's the first thing I'm addressing because it would seem to me that's the lowest hanging fruit. Yes or no?
I would 2,000% agree.
Okay.
Can't have that and win in this league.
Nope.
Can't.
And that to me, again, is as simple as just paying attention and knowing what the hell you're supposed to do. And I guess they test. I don't know. Let's talk about third down efficiency. 5 for 14 ain't going to cut it.
No, you know, you'd like to try to at least get it to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
That is kind of the low branch at that 50% mark. You'd like to do better.
Yeah.
But, you know, 5 of 14, and it was at critical spots, mm-hmm. too. And it's not like the Cardinals have dynamic pass rushers. That wasn't the case yesterday.
That's the other thing I texted somebody, Mike. It would be different if the Cardinals were playing extraordinary football, and they weren't. They were playing fine. They weren't playing poorly or anything, but they didn't commit the mistakes that the Saints did, and it seemed as though they hung on to the ball when they had to.
They got a few more players than the Saints got,
mm-hmm.
and I used the term few. They got a few more than what the Saints have. But yesterday, for the Cardinals to get out of there with a win, I'm sure they thrilled to death,
mm-hmm.
Because look at the amount of penalties they had. I think it's nine.
9 for 54.
I mean, listen, if I'm Gannon, I'm not happy about that either.
Absolutely.
That
not.
Here you had a quarterback who doesn't have much experience with a rebuilding football team, and they took us basically into the final round before we got a W. Now, this game's all about wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
It's production league, and you came out with a win. But, man, not like the Cardinals are going anywhere this offseason other than buying a ticket.
I'll be a lot happier if I see the penalty thing cleaned up next week, win or lose against the 49ers. I certainly hope they win.
I agree.
But if I just see them play better.
That's what you hope to see from this team, week-to-week improvement in play and focus.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll be listening this afternoon. Mike,
thank you, Tommy.
You bet. WWL NFL analyst goes to Sports Talk. Second guessing with the Cajun Cannon this afternoon on a beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. Jeff Palermo talking LSU. We come back. WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.